Alvin, I was telling Robert today was a big
This is the
regular session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, October 17, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors, hearing room 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Would you please, Ms. Coronado, please, you're so far away. Would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Bill, here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn? Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff Robert Smith, interim city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Albert Echave, police chief, George Castillo, interim fire chief, Aldo Orduño, city attorney.
Thank you so much, and welcome, everybody. Thank you for being able to be here. Again, thank you, Cochise County, for us being here, which we will be for a period of time. For our moment of silence, I'd like to take a moment to reflect and thank our first responders. We have members of our fire department. We have members of our police department here. Thank them in reflection for their service to us, to our community, to the danger that they faced and face on a daily basis. I also would like to thank and for us to reflect on the outpouring of community support that we've received and will continue to receive during this hardship that we're going through. As they say, this is only a bump in the road. We're going to come out on the other side better than when we came in. So please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you, and please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And again, thank you for being here. And are we streaming live, or we're taping for tape delay? So you can cut out the whatever I mess up? Cool, thank you. That's what I was hoping for. All right. Okay, we have we don't have a proclamation. There was a proclamation put on here, but there's been a few hiccups recently with paperwork, and so we don't have a proclamation, so I'm going to skip over that. The only announcements are that the mayor's Facebook page has a press release on it. The Cochise County Sheriff's Department Facebook page has a press release on it that has been put out as to the state of the investigation and what we're doing. It also has a few temporary phone numbers on it, things like that that you can get. We will be, all of our phone numbers will be transferred over to our offices here at the county. We will have offices in the county. City business will be as usual in the very near future. The address will be here at the county for a period of time until we rebuild. Just for people's, because people want to know, we're meeting with insurance people in the morning, and we'll be going to the building, our city hall, and we will be looking at some things, and we'll be discussing insurance issues. Also, we feel very strongly, and Mr. Smith is the one that actually brought this up, that the building is a treasure of the city of Bisbee, and we want to show the proper respect to that building. So you've noticed that the plywood's going into the windows, the plywood's being painted to match the building, so it's not as much of an eyesore, and the building's being lit at night. And so to remind us all of where we're at and the progress that we're going to be making. So that's the announcements that I have. And with that, I'd like to go to call of the public. And the first one is the Kissin' and or the Huggin' Mayor. I was thinking about being the Kissin' Mayor. What do you think? The Huggin' Mayor, Laverne Williams. Yes, ma'am. If you can.
I want everybody to hear me. Can you hear me back there? Because I have a special thing tonight. Mayor and Council, I have received a proclamation for National Business Women's Week, the third week in October, for over 40 years from the mayor. And as you noticed when he said there were no proclamations, then it just didn't seem right to not have a proclamation this year due to the tragedy beyond our control. Now, I am an adamant recycler. And so, you know that in my possession at my home, I recycle everything, and I want the mayor, he can walk better than I can, come down here and be with me. He helped me in tonight, so he better be able to help me out, too. I just want you to stand here with me.
Okay.
Okay. And so in my recyclables, of course, I found a proclamation. And I want our mayor to be the first mayor in the history of Bisbee and probably anywhere else to sign a recycled proclamation. Now this is recycled. And I have filled in the blanks where it was necessary. And I want David to read it. And then I have a beautiful pen for him to sign it. And you will have a proclamation tonight.
Thank you. I'll read this. Proclamation, National Business Women's Week. In consideration of the National Foundation of Business and Professional Women's Association and by the powers vested in me, David Smith, Mayor of the City of Bisbee in the state of Arizona, I do hereby proclaim the week of October 16th to October 20th, 2017 to be declared and recognized as National Business Women's Week. In the City of Bisbee, and I urge our leaders of business, industry, education, and public affairs to join in the observance of the week by paying tribute to the many contributions made by all women in business and the professions. I do hereby set my hand and cause the great seal of the City of Bisbee to be affixed to this document dated the 17th day of October 2017. David M. Smith, Mayor. We do.
Now, give a clap for that. Come on. When I have to beg for things, but you will be the first Well, I don't want you to leave yet. And because I've been in BPW for all these years, and this will, during this coming week, we will be naming two women in our community as women of achievement, and then we will be electing one of our own members as woman of the year. Then, in the week before Thanksgiving or around in there, we will be honoring those recipients, and I hope that we can get the word out, because I usually announce them tonight. And since all this tragedy, well, I couldn't do that. So we will have our go ahead with our honorees in November.
Great.
And then you're giving me back this proclamation.
All right.
And but in this envelope, City Hall, I became the mayor in that City Hall 29 years ago. And it has a lot of good memories to me, and I've been in Bisbee for 91 years, so I've been in everything that ever happened there. So I have made a pledge to myself that when we have our See's Candy come in for Christmas, that I will sell an extra 50 pounds.
Wow.
So that it will cover this $100 check, and it is a donation from Bisbee Business and Professional Women, and it is for, it's a donation to clean up and the restoration of our beautiful building.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I get the proclamation.
You get the proclamation.
You get the check.
I get the check.
Well, it's awful to be an old lady.
The alternative. Thank you.
Judy Anderson.
Good evening, Judy Anderson, 611 Hopeson Avenue, which is about two blocks from City Hall. And I do have an agenda item tonight, but it's on consent agenda, so I thought I'd speak now. I wanted to express gratitude, as you did, to the first responders, but I also wanted to include the rest of the staff. I was stunned to find out that my agenda item would still be on the agenda as scheduled. I would have expected and not been bothered by a postponement, so I was very, very surprised and pleased. And I want to give credit to the clerk's office, and most particularly to Nina Williams, who called me the morning of the fire and said, Judy, if you can bring us a copy, we'll have it on the agenda. And I said, seriously? So I did. And I just want to make sure that she's recognized and that all the city staff that somehow continuing the operations of the city in spite of the tragedy that happened. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We are truly blessed. Mr. Sean Hicks. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor and Council and City of Bisbee. I want to make a request that the mayor, if he's going to be the kissing mayor, shaves. on to other business. I'm here to talk about the meeting that's going to happen tomorrow about appointing the interim city manager as the full-time city manager. I personally believe in actually keeping a formal process in place and doing that, interviewing other people, et cetera, to make, to not set a precedent of changing how we do business and not having a process in place for such important decisions that really should be examined very thoroughly. I believe that the interim city manager has displayed really excellent steady hand on the tiller. He's, you know, really generated the confidence of the staff of the city and demonstrated real professionalism, has some great ideas. So this is not in any way, shouldn't be perceived as an attack on one particular applicant for this position. I just strongly feel that the process and the itself should be more formalized and more transparent and fair and thorough. So, best practices in the hiring process that can be, you know, advanced. One of the things that I noticed that was very worrisome to me was that the position was advertised at 85,000 and up, and I understand that hiring the Robert E. Smith is probably going to be substantially more than that, and I think it's going to be, you know, at least 110,000 and probably substantially more. So I would ask that it was advertised at that rate of pay, so we could attract other professionals of similar quality, and so that the city council, you know, can pick from a better pool. Looks like I'm going to run out of time, so I think this would demonstrate stability, fair process, and transparency, and I think we should also rewrite the advertisement to target somebody who has real financial experience in dealing with things like the unfunded liability of our police and fire pensions. That's, I think, one of the most critical issues facing us and may lead us to bankruptcy. So,
okay, we are now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I let you go an extra 10 seconds for the beard comment. Thank you, Mr. Hicks. Marie Minor.
Hi, Marie Minor, Briggs Neighborhood and Chair of the Briggs Neighborhood Association. Thank you, Mayor and City Council, for this opportunity to speak. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm only going to say good things. I'm not going to criticize anything. So it's history for me doing that. First of all, I want to say firemen and women who live at the end of my street, I just want to thank you. We got out, you got out, not me. You guys get all the credit for getting out the computer that was the brains of this city. Without that computer, we would have been stopped in our tracks. Secondly, you got out all the records. And so for that, would we please have applause for these gentlemen and women? Okay, secondly, city manager, he had a tough job this week. He was totally tested, our city manager, Robert Smith. I was very impressed when he gave me an hour and a half of his time 2 weeks ago. You know, put up with me for that long. Thank you. But very importantly, this week, he was not only the city manager. When David Smith was in Australia, he was the city mayor. When Andy Heretic, the director of Public Works, was in the hospital on Monday of last week, he was in charge of Public Works. When Joel Ward was also in the hospital last week, he also had to do that. So this gentleman wore four hats last week, and I put my head in the ringer to help him be our permanent city manager, cheerleader. Last thing is the announcement, and I hope I didn't run out of time. On October 28th, there'll be a charity yard sale, which I'm organizing, and the money will go to benefit the CASA Council, which does foster parent, with it earmarked for Bisbee. and the Committee for Disability Issues, which is a committee of the city which has no funding so far and has only one person who's on that committee. It cannot meet with one person, i.e., if we get money from this benefit October 28th, we will also be able to have money to be able to start the committee up. Please, folks, consider being on the Committee for Disability Issues. It isn't meeting. Please. This event will be Saturday, October 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Vista Park, the south section, which is where the farmers market is. It will be succeeding. After the farmers market, it will happen then. All the $15 goes, $10 to the CASA and $5 to the Committee for Disability Issues. If you want a booth, you can go to the Bisbee Office Supply and pay them, or contact me at 520-456-5449, and also I will sell you a booth. And it's tax deductible, folks. So if you don't sell anything, you can write off $15 on your taxes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You see, Robert Smith gives you an hour and a half. I give you 3 minutes. Thank you, Marie Miner. Okay, moving on to the consent agenda. I'm sorry. Let's do accounts payable. We might as well follow the script, huh?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $231,791.22.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have questions from the council?
I do have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
On page 10, there was a, and it's not a big expense, but there was an expense there for grasshopper landscaping, and it said maintenance service.
Uh-huh.
What do we have landscaping? I thought.
Unfortunately, Andy's not here, but does our finance manager? Oh, Dwayne. I'm sorry. Dwayne's in the back.
That was actually for clearing the weeds around the solar array. You can't use weed eater. You got it on the hard way. You can't pull weeds around the solar plant at the wastewater plant. So we have to get them out and treat those.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I actually, as soon as he said that, had the answer. Yeah. Weed eaters kick up rocks that don't do well with solar arrays. So anything else? All right, we have a motion, we have a second. Those in favor of paying accounts payable, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. Consent agenda. We have items A through D. A, approval of the special event liquor license application submitted by Friends of the Warren Ballpark for an event to be held at Warren Ballpark located at 200 Rupee Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona on Saturday, December 9, 2017 from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Judith Anderson, applicant. B, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Central School Project for an event to be held at Grassy Park, Bisbee, Arizona on Saturday, November 11, 2017 from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, November 12, 2017, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Lori McKenna, applicant. C, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Grassy Park for the Side Pony Music Festival 2017 on Saturday, November 11, 2017, and on Sunday, November 12, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. D, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Vista Park for a Halloween bash and movie in the park Saturday, October 28, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. And perhaps we need to know what the name of the movie is first.
It's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. All right. Do we have any member of the council need any of these pulled for further discussion? I would entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through D.
Thank you. I will second that. All those in favor of approval of the consent agenda items A through D, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. There is no old business. There's only new business here. Number three, discussion of possible approval of resolution R-1712, appointing Robert Smith, interim city manager, as the designated applicant agent for the Arizona Division of Emergency Management. Robert Smith. You're on. Do we have a discussion?
Thank you, Mayor. I think this is a matter of protocol. Someone has to be designated as the city's agent, and in the past, it's been the city manager.
Correct. Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I move approval of resolution R-1712, appointing Robert Smith, interim city manager, as the designated applicant agent for the Arizona Division of Emergency Management.
A second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hampton?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Item number four, discussion and possible approval to extend the contract with Interim Public Management, LLC, for Robert E. Smith, interim city manager, for an additional 30 days. Elda Orduno, city attorney.
Mayor and council, the contract with Interim Public Management is set to expire on Tuesday the 24th. Because of the fire and everything that's gone on with the city, we're asking to extend that contract for an additional 30 days to allow Mr. Smith to assist the city through the remainder of the process with the fire.
Thank you. To alleviate, to answer the potential of questions, there may be other action tomorrow night, but it would be inappropriate to do as I had was at one point going to do, of pulling this, because we would be creating one action before another action was taking place. So we actually need to make a decision on this action, and then if a different decision was made tomorrow night, then this action would be null and void. Make sense? May I have a motion?
I move to approve the extension to the contract with the Interim Public Management LLC for an additional 30 days.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have further discussion?
I just had one question on,
certainly.
As I was reading through the agreement on overtime, how does that work?
I don't understand.
In the contract, it talks about overtime hours and stuff like that. I don't know, does that apply?
No.
Under the contract, I believe there's a provision that if Mr. Smith works overtime, we have to compensate him for that.
Yeah, it would be by day. Typically, there's 4 days. He's working 4 days a week. But if for some reason, such as this last week, he would work five, he would be paid for five. So I guess technically that would be overtime, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and yeah. That doesn't ask, have we reached into those overtime hours and
yeah.
At all?
Yeah.
So we have.
We would be billed for 5 days instead of 4 days.
Mayor, today,
yeah.
If I may, currently, with the city of Bisbee, there have been days that I've missed. I've not charged for the regular time
right.
So far, and there haven't been additional days beyond the current work cycle days that have been charged under the contract. So right now, you know, if you were thinking about how many days I've worked versus how many days I could have worked, I'm in the negative there, even with the additional day or two of responding to the fire.
Right. Does that make sense, Mr. Lindstrom? Okay. Everybody on the same page? Okay. Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. And with that, we will go immediately into the city manager's report. So as somebody said to me yesterday as I was walking into Safeway, so Mayor, anything new going on?
Mayor, Council, we've had multiple opportunities to talk about recent current events. I won't go into a lot of detail there, but we have been focusing on returning services to their normal pace and schedule for the community. We don't want the community's work with the local government to be disrupted. There's been a lot of focus in ensuring that our return to service is swift. In between the tragedy of losing the building and now, we have attempted to make some alternate accommodations available for folks, and I know it's a change in their habit, but it's absolutely the best that we could do in the short term. And I would encourage people who are looking for opportunities to pay their water and, sewer and garbage bills. We do have a drop box at the post office, and we do have payment services at the police department, but you have to bring your bill with you because all of our software is not up and running yet. But we're trying to maintain business as usual as much as we can.
Absolutely, and this is a very interesting proposition, or situation and proposition, is that our taxpayer money, as we're reaping the benefits of our taxpayer money several different ways, because we are in this building operating as a city using our taxpayer money that we paid to the county. So it's a very, we're certain to get our buck's worth, as they say, when we're paying our taxes and our property taxes and so forth. So it's great, the desk that our people are sitting at and the rooms that they're in and the computers they're using have been purchased by all of us, and it's just a different government that's using them. So it's a great situation. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. I had my back to you that day. We have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion. We have a second to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment, please state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Thanks, everybody, for being here. This will be our home.